The Hydroponic Garden, Growing Without Soil, a Guide to Hydroponics. Every child knows successful gardening requires soil, water, plants, and sunlight, and that if you are missing any of those ingredients, your efforts are doomed to failure. Every child is wrong. It may not be possible to replace all of those four options as yet, but along with artificial lighting as a replacement for the sun, soil is one more element of gardening we are learning can be successfully omitted under the right circumstances. Yes, it is possible to grow plants without soil. It is called hydroponic gardening, and although it may seem to border on science fiction, it actually works quite well and can be a great deal of fun. Hydroponics is not a new development. It has been around since nearly the beginning of recorded history. That wonder of the ancient world known as the Hanging Gardens of Babylon was an exercise in hydroponics, and rice has been grown hydroponically for centuries. Today, hydroponics is used in a variety of settings. Wherever soil is unavailable, hydroponic gardening seems to appear. Wildcatters on offshore oil rigs grow their own tomatoes. Cooks on nuclear submarines hydroponically grow vegetables to use for their crew's meals. Right now, plants are growing on orbiting space stations without a single grain of soil. Hydroponics may fly in the face of convention, but it does work. In some situations, it is far more practical than traditional gardening as well, because it requires very little space and other resources, and can produce such amazing results. Hydroponic gardening is not simply something at which to marvel at from afar. It can be something you can do at home as well. You can grow your own plants, fruits, vegetables, and flowers hydroponically. Hydroponics makes for a fun, challenging, and ultimately very fulfilling hobby. We have designed this ebook to give you a solid, comprehensive introduction to hydroponic gardening. We hope this information will encourage you to explore the numerous options presented by gardening without soil. Not only is it possible, but also hydroponic gardening is fun. That's right, I said hydroponics gardening is fun. At first, the thought of plants suspended in liquid, growing without soil, may seem the subject matter for the latest science fiction novel. But hydroponic gardening is a reality, and it has been around for a long, long time. Hydroponics is simple to learn and makes an excellent hobby, so sit back, relax, and enjoy this book. Soon you will learn the trend called hydroponic gardening. Chapter 1. A Different Kind of Garden. If you think of gardening, you probably think of soil-intensive preparation. Hoeing, tilling, digging, planting, watering. Dirt and mud is all necessary parts of the process. Gardening can be hard work, and a lot of that work involves getting one's hands dirty in soil. It doesn't have to be that way. The hydroponic approach to gardening makes things a little easier and a whole lot cleaner. Hydroponics has been an alternative to digging in the dirt for centuries, but it has really come into widespread use only during the past century. During World War II, Allied troops ate fresh veggies from hydroponic gardens located on Pacific naval and air bases. Before that, airline innovator Pan Am supplied travelers with food grown at hydroponic gardens on Wake Island. The idea of doing away with dirt may sound alien and unnatural, even if it has been practiced for ages in various forms. You will find that today hydroponics is actually quite a sensible way to grow things you want. To make matters even better, in today's age, it can also be very simple, rewarding, and fun. In order to embark on a soilless journey, we have to overcome the mental block that leaves us shaking our heads in disbelief. Let's start by looking at the underpinnings of traditional gardening. Why do we use dirt in the first place? Soil is the means by which traditionally planted items get their nourishment. The plant's roots spread out in the mineral-rich soil and draw up nutrients from it. The soil itself, of course, has no nutritional value. It is merely a medium in which those nutrients are hosted. That is why most serious gardeners spend a great deal of time dealing with soil preparation. They recognize that not all dirt is created equal and understand that successful plant growth in a traditional garden may very well necessitate treating the soil with additional nutrients. Soil is important in regular gardening. It plays a critical role in nutrient dispersal. However, the wrong soil can actually work against a gardener. Soil does not merely host helpful nutrients. It also is a home to bacteria, insects, and other disease sources. While a plant may be pulling its nutrients from the soil, it may also be absorbing some very destructive, unseen elements as well. Hydroponics provides an alternative. Instead of relying upon the soil as the medium, the gardener instead relies on water. Like soil, water is a neutral medium for the dispersal of nutrients. Unlike soil, water can be better controlled, more easily adjusted and tested, and is less likely to play host to common plant-killing diseases and insects. Let's think about what that means for a moment. Soil was never necessary? It may seem like a logical gardening prerequisite, but upon closer examination, we can understand that we don't need the soil. We just need to give the plants the things that they were taking from the soil. Once we fully understand that and stop perceiving dirt as some sort of magical mystery ingredient, the idea of hydroponic gardening certainly seems less foreign. The organic question. There is a lingering debate over whether hydroponic gardening is organic. That is because most perspectives on the issue of organic gardening begin with the consideration of the soil, a variable that is non-existent in hydroponics. Hydroponic gardening then really forces a complete re-examination of what it means to be organic. Organic gardening is usually defined using words like whole, natural, and untreated. Hydroponic gardeners may not be using foreign substances or strange chemicals to produce results. They may solely rely on natural compounds and elements to grow wonderful plant life and vegetation. But however, they are certainly creating a new growth medium by assembling multiple ingredients, some of which are not the kind of thing you find just lying around in nature. At a basic level, however, it would seem as though hydroponic gardening does pass the organic test. In practice, things aren't that simple. Gardeners use pesticides regularly. Although a hobbyist in hydroponics may be able to grow a wonderful crop in the home without using any pesticides, larger-scale hydroponic operations do rely on some pesticide use. So, is hydroponic gardening organic? At face value, it most certainly can be. However, it isn't intrinsically organic. Definitely, the use of pesticides or fungicides, which are not commonly necessary but may be used in some instances, would take a hydroponic garden outside the organic realm by most definitions. Chapter 2. Crystal Clear Advantages to Hydroponic Gardening. Size. Nothing can ruin plans for a bountiful garden quicker than a lack of space. There are millions of frustrated apartment dwellers that would love to have a garden, but don't even bother thumbing through seed catalogs because they cannot manage to make a garden fit into their living environment. Hydroponic gardening is great because it allows us to avoid those concerns. Even those of us living in relatively small spaces can grow fresh fruits, vegetables, and herbs without worrying about the size of our lawns. Plants can be grown in containers in even the smallest of spaces. One can successfully convert a linen closet into a garden with the right hydroponic know-how and a specialty light. Climate. In addition to saving space, hydroponics also allows gardeners to escape one of the most frequent causes of garden failure, weather. You can grow the plants of your choice indoors due to the space savings. This allows you to skirt problems like early freezes, torrential downpours, and other weather-related aggravations. Control. Hydroponics also provides a degree of control that is lacking from traditional gardening strategies. Although soil preparation does allow one to control the nature of the garden somewhat, pinpoint control with soil is not possible. The medium is not adequately responsive due to drainage or lack thereof, and so soil adjustments are usually rather uncontrolled to a large extent. That is not the case with hydroponic gardens. When soil is out of the picture, you can directly and easily control the nutrient intake of plants, allowing for maximum efficiency and incredible results. Why arduously tinker with the pH balance of soil, finally getting it just right, only to throw it completely out of whack by adding a bag of fertilizer? When instead, you can make sure your growing conditions are optimal with hydroponics. Growth. The efficiency of the hydroponic approach is not limited to the ways in which it makes life easier for the grower. The plants themselves catch a break. The roots of a hydroponic grown plant do not have to engage in the endless struggle through the soil in pursuit of sufficient nutrients. That saves a great deal of energy for the plant, allowing it to focus on its actual growth instead of survival. Those pampered plants produce larger blooms and more produce than their soil-bound brethren. Conservation. There's another advantage to hydroponics that does not even seem possible. You can actually conserve water by switching to a liquid garden. How? Most hydroponic gardens are designed to recirculate only the water the plant needs. The small containers usually used in these systems often hold less water than a traditional garden may use on a single plant on a single day. In addition, when you consider the amount of water waste due to oversaturation, evaporation, and other issues endemic to traditional gardening, you can begin to see why going with a hydroponic methodology can definitely encourage water conservation. Many hydroponic systems use what is known as an ebb and flow system. This system uses the same water in a cycling manner, limiting the amount of water being used to even a greater extent. This is not only great for gardeners, but it is also beneficial to the environment. Conserving water should be a priority of all people, and saving water while growing organic and nutritious foods is an advantage all growers should seek. Along with water conservation, there are additional environmental benefits. Hydroponic prevents the depletion of valuable nutrients and minerals in soil. The efficiency of the hydroponic approach allows us to get more food with less expenditure of natural resources. Many scientists consider hydroponics a huge part of the potential solution needed for meeting the growing demands for food in our hungry world. Hydroponics provides a realistic and tangible option in areas where poor soil, limited resources, and climate difficulties make traditional gardening and planting difficult. Nutrition. Oh, and the food grown hydroponically do not just come out bigger and tastier. It is more nutritious as well. When hydroponic gardeners grow their vegetables with just the right mix of nutrients, it translates not only into bigger fruits and vegetables, but also into ones that pack more vitamins and minerals into every bite. When one begins to consider the long list of advantages associated with hydroponic gardening, it becomes clear that thinking past soil makes perfect sense. Let's recap with just a short list of some of the benefits from hydroponic gardening. First, you can garden in any location. Secondly, you can grow your own healthy fruits, vegetables, and medicinal herbs. Thirdly, you can limit pests and diseases from invading your plants. Fourthly, you have fine-tuned control of the nutrients in your crops. Fifth, it conserves water. Sixth, it produces larger crops. Seventh, providing food to meet community needs. Eighthly, you're practicing a viable solution to world hunger. Ninth, growing food locally is eliminating the need for transporting food long distances. Tenth, creating vitamin and mineral-rich foods which fortify your body against sickness and disease. And finally, the control or complete elimination of pesticides used in your food consumption. Chapter 3. Essential Hydroponic System Components. Water culture. Plants. Gardening is all about plant knowledge, or green thumbness, and hydroponic gardening is no different. Thankfully, you have many opportunities to choose, find, and follow the directions of more experienced gardeners. On the web, you will find a plethora of forums and blogs filled with rightful bragging rights of friendly and successful hydroponic gardeners, willing to share what they have learned about various ways to adapt hydroponics for a variety of specific plants. In no time at all, you will become more acclimated with the process and emboldened to strike out on your own, adapting new plants to hydroponics, and I hope, sharing your success with the rest of the world. Advice and information on acquiring plants for hydroponic gardens. Seeds versus plants. Most systems are best suited for use with small plants and not seeds. Seeds are small and often float away or clog drainages in some hydroponic systems. Although you may be able to adapt a system to successfully start from seeds, you are virtually guaranteed success if you begin with small plants. Although, if you have ever started seedlings by placing seeds on a damp paper towel in a baggie, arguably, you have already started seeds hydroponically. Cuttings. Any plant that will successfully take root from a cutting can be placed in your new hydroponic garden. To work with a cutting, simply clean the leaves and apply a root hormone to the stem. Transplanting. You can transfer plants into your hydroponic garden. Transplants that come from soil should have their roots washed gently to remove the dirt. It is best to use cold running water to free the roots of dirt. It should be noted that you might have less success transplanting vegetables than you will from hardier houseplants or herbs. Lighting. Plants need light for photosynthesis, and the hydroponic garden is no exception. When growing hydroponic plants, you will need to choose your lighting carefully to ensure that your plants will thrive. You should avoid the misconception that artificial light will produce the same wavelengths as the sun. That simply isn't true. The sun constantly distributes energy that differs from artificial lights, and different artificial lights differ from each other. However, artificial lighting is perfect for growing your hydroponic plants, both indoors and outdoors. Later in this ebook, we will go over lighting in greater detail. Sterile medium. Along with lighting, you will also need to select a growing medium for your garden. Even though your garden will be without soil, you will need something in place to support the weight of the plant. However, keep in mind that the growing medium will not be a necessary part of the plant food source. All nutrients will come to the plant through the formulas that you provide. The growing medium may consist of a number of different materials, but a typical hydroponic growing medium may include sand, gravel, vermiculite, plastic, or styrofoam. Nutrient solutions. The solution that you feed your plants will consist of fertilizers, water, and micronutrients. Micronutrients are needed by every plant to maintain healthy growth. Plants can suffer serious sicknesses and disease without these micronutrients. Today, many crops, fields, and soils are devoid of micronutrients, and this produces food that are low or void of significant nutritional value. By adding the right amounts of micronutrients to your hydroponic garden, and by ensuring that your plant consistently receives these amounts of micronutrients, you will be rewarded with healthier crops of more delicious and nutritious herbs, fruits, and vegetables. The most common micronutrients and some of their most obvious benefits to plants include iron. Iron is vital to chlorophyll production. Magnesium. Magnesium is one of the components of chlorophyll. Magnesium is also involved in distributing phosphorus throughout the plant. Boron. Boron is needed in very small amounts. No one has yet to discover how plants use boron. Calcium. Calcium encourages root growth in plants. It also helps plants absorb potassium. Zinc. Zinc is essential in the transference of energy in plants. Manganese. Manganese aids a plant in the absorption of nitrogen. It is also an important component in the energy transference process. Sulfur. Sulfur heightens the effectiveness of phosphorus and assists in the production of plant energy. Molybdenum. Molybdenum assists in the chemical reactions that take place in plants. pH balance. Along with micronutrients, it is important that you test the pH balance of your growing solution. You can purchase paper test strips or liquid pH testing kits that will enable you to test the pH balance of your growing solution. You will find that if you need to adjust the pH balance of your growing solution, it is much easier to accomplish this with a hydroponic garden than it would be in regular garden soil, because mixing, measuring, and testing can be done for the entire process completely in one bucket. Phosphoric acid is recommended for lowering pH, and potassium hydroxide is recommended for raising pH levels. If you find that your tests reveal a need to adjust the pH balance levels, either to make them more alkaline or more acidic, you can easily purchase adjusters to complete the process from places online like ecogrow.com. Water quality hardness. U.S. consumers have reported that water hardness, or an overabundance of minerals in water, is found in 85% of homes. An excessive amount of calcium and magnesium in water results from groundwater flowing over rocks under the ground. You may want to do a test to check the hardness of your water. A water hardness test will tell you the alkaline mineral ion count of your water. You can easily purchase a total alkalinity test kit online, and they are pretty cheap. Water that has a high count is called hard water. If your water tests over 150 parts per million, you have hard water. Do not be upset. You can still have a hydroponic garden. You will just have to make some adjustments. The easiest way to work around hard water is to use a special nutrient formulated specifically for hard water. This nutrient will have been produced using the correct balance of nutrients, which will help to balance out the excessive alkaline mineral ions that are in your water. Using a hard water nutrient benefits you because you will not have to add a great quantity of chemicals to get your hydroponic gardens to have the correct pH. Oxygen in the mix. Oxygen is essential to root health in all hydroponic gardens, as in any soil-based gardens. Air or oxygen must be available for the roots. In soil-based gardens, this is accomplished by many spaces left between soil particles, rocks, and gravels. If water floods these small spaces or pockets for long periods of time, a gardener could expect to see root rot due to the lack of oxygen available to the roots. This premise embodies the major obstacle with suspending roots in liquid, or in other words, the trouble in hydroponic gardening. But this problem is easily solved through systems which either add oxygen to the liquid via pumps or by exposing roots to air occasionally via a flood and withdrawal method. Here are some advanced hydroponic tips concerning air pumps. Care should be taken when placing the air pump so that the intake draws normal air. Advanced gardeners that utilize enriched CO2 environments should note that drawing air from within the enriched CO2 environment would serve only to kill the roots. The idea of the pump is to dissolve oxygen into the nutrient solution and not to dissolve CO2. Caution, CO2, although great for leaves during photosynthesis, it can kill root systems and, in high quantities, kill humans as well. A simplified explanation would be that humans breathe in oxygen and exhale CO2, while plants inhale oxygen and CO2 through their leaves and give off extra oxygen through their leaves in a process of photosynthesis. But in the roots where no light is, photosynthesis does not occur. Therefore, root cells require more oxygen than is present in a water solution. Chapter 4. 5 Basic Hydroponic Systems. Now that we have discussed the importance of soil, light, micronutrients, and air, let us take a look at the various hydroponic systems that are available. There are 6 basic systems to choose from. Water culture system, ebb and flow system, the nutrient film technique, the drip system, the wick system, and the aeroponic system. With the water culture system, the plants are sustained on a styrofoam base that literally floats over the micronutrient liquid solution. An air pump is included that provides oxygen and helps circulate air. The water culture system is praised for its ability to grow lettuce in a fast environment. For this reason, it is the system of choice for many teachers who are instructing a class on the basics of hydroponics. The water culture system offers advantages due to the fact that it is a fast-growing system for plants. However, it is important to prevent light from reaching the nutrient solution to prevent the growth of algae. The next system is the ebb and flow system. Sometimes this system is also referred to as the flood and drain system. This system works on the premise of periodically flooding the roots and some sort of medium to support the roots, such as rock wall, in a tray with nutrient liquid solution, allowing the liquid to flow out after the flooding into a reservoir chamber to store for the next cycle. The system works with the assistance of a pump that repeats each cycle. One of the major advantages with the ebb and flow system is that it requires a minimal amount of water. However, it is dependent upon electricity to keep the cycle functioning. Therefore, it can be a difficult system to maintain in the event of power shortages or outages. The NFT system, or nutrient film technique, is the standard or most typical hydroponic system. In these systems, roots of plants are suspended in channels while small amounts of aerated, nutrient-rich solution flow continually over parts of the roots, keeping them moist but not waterlogged. This system can be tricky to set up due to over or under flooding, but once set precisely, can prove to be very cost-effective because if you're planning to grow many different plants over a period of time, unlike other forms of hydroponics, which involve roots entangled in rock wall or gravel for support, this form usually involves a simple plastic basket or colander to support plants, letting the plant's roots dangle in the running solution over a smooth surface. This means that when you are done growing a specific plant, you can easily clean out your system and prepare it for an entirely new plant. Like the ebb and flow system, the NFT systems rely heavily upon the flow of liquid nutrient solution through the use of an electric pump. If there are any power outages or shortages, the results upon the plant is devastating. Another common type of hydroponic system is known as the drip system. This system may be either recovery or non-recovery. As the name implies, the recovery system uses the excess liquid nutrient solution in a recycling method. The overflow nutrient solution that runs off the grow tray is collected in the reservoir chamber, where it is circulated and brought back to the grow tray. This is both economical and highly effective. The drip system works with a timer and a pump that is submerged into the solution. One of the major advantages of using the recovery drip method is that the liquid solution is used repetitively. This proves to be cost-effective. However, it does require a certain degree of diligence on your part to ensure that the plant is receiving the liquid solution and that the pH balance is maintained. With the non-recovery drip system, you will not need to maintain the pH balance of the nutrient solution because you will continually add a new formula. However, since you will not be using the runoff, you will need to regularly make new formula solutions to add. The wick system. The wick system is the simplest of all hydroponic systems. A wick is placed in the growing tray and extends below into the reservoir chamber. As the plant needs the nutrients from the liquid solution, it draws from the wick. This system is also beneficial for growing a wide variety of plants and is a great system to choose when introducing children to hydroponics. Large plants may tend to drink more of the solution than smaller plants. Unfortunately, that can make it a task for the wick to keep up with the plant's needs. Finally, aeroponics. The most advanced of all systems is the aeroponic system. The aeroponic system uses a high-powered pump that mixes oxygen with the nutrient solution. A feature that stands out with the aeroponic system is that the roots of the plants are exposed and are sprayed with the liquid nutrient solution in a mist form. It is important that the aeroponic system utilize some sort of timer to ensure that the roots receive adequate amounts of nutrient solution. The continual misting allows the plants to grow at rapid speeds. Because the plant can suffer serious damage if the roots are allowed to become dry, it is important to check the misting nozzle heads regularly to make sure that they are not blocked. Considering the options. Along with the various systems, growing mediums, nutrient solutions, adequate lighting, and proper pH balance for your solution, it is important to realize that every hydroponic system needs air. Pumps are critical to ensuring that your system will have enough proper circulation and aeration needed to sustain maximum growth and a healthy plant. Oxygen is vital to the success of your hydroponic system. Air that circulates will prevent mold and algae from growing on your plant. Some systems may even include a small fan to ensure that the proper circulation is being maintained around the plant. Now that we have discussed the various systems, your first step in beginning your own hydroponic garden is to choose the system that works best for your needs as well as the plant type that you would like to grow. Your system can be as small or as large as you need it. There are many plans available that will allow you to build your own hydroponic system, or you can purchase a system that is assembled and contains all of the basic tools that you will need, or choose to build one of the examples we supply later on in this ebook. Thanks for listening to part one of the Hydroponics Garden. You'll need to start part two to listen to the rest of this audio ebook.